This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What were you doing when you found out that initially that you had been traded, and what were some of the first things that were going through your mind?
I was just going to bed, and just got a phone call from Stan Bowen, Chicago Blackhawks, the general manager, and told me the news, and of course it was kind of shock for first, and I just realized it's a good opportunity for me, and I'm just coming to a great organization like Buffalo Sabres, so I'm pumped to play for Sabres.
Henry Lanplace-Sowski from the Buffalo News. Just curious, what did your experience with the Blackhawks in the NHL last season, what did that do for you, you know, confidence-wise? Did you really learn that, you know, you're ready to play at that level?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last year, I think I took some steps in my game and just learned how to play in the NHL. Obviously, it's tough to come from right away from the juniors to play in the NHL and just learn how to be a pro and just how to play game after game. You know, there's lots of games, obviously, and just learn how to be a pro. And just, of course, that's a big confidence boon for me the upcoming season with the Buffalo.
Henry, it's Phil Hoppe with the Times-Herald. A lot of people here might know about you, but they don't know a ton about you. Just how would you describe your style, the way you play, and your talents?
I think I'm just like modern defenseman right now, two-way defenseman. I like to be with the puck and make some good plays, and just wanna give the puck to, you know, the better guys who can make some points and score some goals and just make some plays and just be good two-way defenseman. Take care of both sides of the ends and the low play and power play and penalty kill, of course, and so. Just want to be a big part of the team, and you know.
Henry, Mike Mocco from Buffalo.com. Welcome to Buffalo. Although you didn't face the Sabres this year when you played in the NHL, what do you know of players like Jack Eichel and Rasmus Dahlin and Rasmus Ristolainen?
Yeah, obviously they're top end player. Like Jack Eichel, he's the best skater in the league. You know, if you have that kind of skating, you're already dominating the game. But he's a great player. And Risto is one of the best defensemen in the league. And obviously, Rasmus Dahlin is a great upcoming like young star. And it's great having that kind of guys in the organization. And I'm excited to meet them. And of course, obviously everyone else in the team as well.
Henry, Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News here. Joel Quenneville was very positive and, with praise for your game. Then the coaching change happened and your ice time went down. Why do you think you didn't seem to get the ice time or click as much with Jeremy Colleton?
I don't know. I think it might be some how the coaches see the things differently and how they feel the other stuff. But I don't know. It's kind of tough to answer. Me that kind of question you should probably ask to coach and staff, but I don't think like anything really went down on me during the season.
Henry, it's Bill Hoppe again. How much fun was the World Junior Championship last year, and what do you know about Ukko-Pekka and Oskari? What did you learn about those guys during that run?
Oh yeah, I know them both real well. And I've been playing with those guys like in the juniors. We have the U16, U17, U18, and obviously we're juniors and just play with those guys. And Oscar's one of my best friends from my hometown. So we hang out a lot with Oscar. But obviously, Ukko-Pekka is a great goalie. He's a big guy, and he's calm in the net, and that brings confidence for the team. And Oscar obviously is a great upcoming star, and he plays like your style hockey, and I think one day we're gonna play same time in the Sabres, and I think that's awesome for all of us in Tree.
Thank you. Hey, Henry, Adam Vanini, WGRZ, Buffalo. Just given the experience you've had now at the NHL level, and you know the assist numbers that you've put up and your exposure to the game, how ready do you feel that you are to be able to contribute on a full-time basis in the NHL?
I hope that I can play a whole season next year in Buffalo. Just putting lots of work right now during summer that I show up as a good shape and just be ready for a show. Show everyone, coaching staff, as players, that I'm ready to play in the NHL all year long.
Henry, Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News again. Tell me a little bit about just the feeling of Finnish hockey players now about your place in the world stage with the juniors, the world championships. Just how good do people from Finland feel about the way the country is developing players now?
I think they're quite happy, you know, right now. Just how if you look at like U18s or juniors, so you know, like they're playing really good hockey, and just a couple goals in there, like I would say last 4 years, and a couple goals in the world juniors last 4 years as well, you know, and now men's world championship. And I think there's kind of like new age group, which is really good. And I think the biggest thing is like we have good skill set, everyone as a young guys, but we know how to play together, and everyone working hard. So I think we're going, or I know we're going right direction right now in Finland, and that's something what we need to be proud of course.
Henry Lantlisowski from the Buffalo News again. What did you gain from going down to Rockford, you know, later in the season, you know, playing in different situations, getting more minutes than you were getting in Chicago?
I think I play a role in there, and that helps me a lot, you know, and I got lots of power play time, so that of course if you play first power play unit, you get more comfortable with the game. But if you're not even playing power play, it's hard to come in like lifestyle defenseman. You know, you want to play power play, but of course, if you're not playing, that's not an issue. But you know, when you always got the 5 minutes extra time, and it's a little bit easier for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.